Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 880 Weekly Rewind, our deep dive into the top stories of the week and conversations with newsmakers to give you more than just the headlines.
Good evening. I'm Linda Lopez. Thanks so much for joining us. We spend this hour each week looking behind the headlines. Coming up, we talk to a woman who, with her podcast co-hosts, are making a space for women's diverse voices. Right now, we look at how women's diverse voices were highlighted this week when Joe Biden officially announced who his partner would be on his presidential ticket. California Senator Kamala Harris made history this week as the first Black woman and first Indian American to be picked as a vice presidential running mate.
Hi. Sorry to keep you.
No, that's all right. You ready to go to work?
I'm so ready to go to work.
Joe Biden, Democratic nominee for president, calling Senator Harris on a video chat Tuesday afternoon as he made it official. Harris has achieved many firsts over two decades of public work. She was the first Black woman to be elected district attorney in California's history, the first woman to be California's attorney general, the first Indian American senator, and now the first woman of color on a major party ticket.
I'll tell you, on the subject of my mother, and I keep saying this, but it's true, you know, she said, since we were young, you know, you may be the first to do many things, but make sure you're not the last.
That's Kamala Harris back in November of 2003, talking about how her immigrant parents have had a profound influence on her. At that time, she was running for and won the race to be San Francisco's first female and first African-American DA. Our Mike Sugarman covered her while working as a reporter at KPIX-TV in the Bay Area back then.
Her politics, decidedly liberal, though she ran for the right of Hallinan, who could be the most liberal DA in America. Both are against the death penalty, support medical marijuana, want juveniles steered away from adult courts except in the most serious cases.
Harris had defeated two-term district attorney Terrence Hallinan in 2003. She actually served as a prosecutor in his office for 2 years before she ran against him. The independent nonpartisan website GovTrack lists the former prosecutor as one of the most liberal members of the Senate. Harris tried to position herself as a progressive prosecutor during the primaries when her record came into question from young Black voters. She now supports legalizing marijuana, but as California AG, she oversaw hundreds of marijuana-related convictions. As for her partnership with Biden, the Washington Post this week highlighted Senator Harris's political disagreements with the former vice president. Among them, Harris attacking Biden for opposing forced busing as a tool to integrate public schools. When he was a senator in the 70s, Harris, in fact, was bused to elementary school in California. And let's take a look at the other issues Biden and Harris will have to reconcile. She co-sponsored Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All Act last year on the campaign trail. She wanted to eliminate private insurance, but she later amended that statement to getting rid of bureaucracy in private insurance. Biden urges an incremental approach to shore up the existing Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Harris also said during the presidential campaign she believed the women who accused Biden of sexual assault. She also called into question his record on race issues, as Biden made several gaffes while trying to appeal to Black voters. So, the question, is Kamala Harris the best pick for Joe Biden? I posed that question to Annie Linsky. She's a national political reporter covering the 2020 election for The Washington Post.
Federal lottery reasons why she was the right pick. I think one of the, one of the biggest reasons that the vice president talked about, that Biden talked about, was her connection to his family. And that was something, a theme that both of them discussed sort of at length and in sort of a heartfelt way when they were, when they appeared together this week. But there were also outside forces at work. The country is in this moment of racial reckoning, and Black voters, and particularly Black women, have been the backbone of the Democratic Party. And this year in particular, they elevated Joe Biden in South Carolina. They were the ones who started his momentum and cleared his path to the nomination. And they made it very clear. There were a number of Black women who are leaders who made it very clear that they felt that this was a moment for a Black woman. And I think that was also important context as to why Biden made this choice.
And since he made the choice, many pundits have called Harris the safe pick for Biden, who had said early on he would choose a woman as his running mate.
People have been saying that Senator Kamala Harris was a quote-unquote safe choice. You say that to most Black leaders, and they will look at you a little bit strangely, that it's a little odd that all of a sudden a Black woman is quote-unquote safe. But the environment and the context has changed so much to where that is kind of the narrative coming out of this pick.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. I think the underlying theme there is, will she energize other groups of voters that Biden is looking for, young people or people who are more on the progressive left? We know that that was a consideration also for his VP pick.
Yeah, in the last few months, I think Harris and her team have been doing a lot of outreach to progressive leaders, to even to some Black leaders who did not necessarily were not enthusiastic about her presidential campaign. One of the talking points that they've been pointing to is like, look at her voting record. It's actually more liberal than Bernie Sanders' record, by one measure. So, there is the sense that and then some outside groups were marshaling polling that was showing that picking a Black woman and making the ticket historic in that way, it energized Black voters, but it actually energized white voters as well, particularly younger white voters and suburban women. These are two groups that that Biden is really looking for. So it's not just pure identity politics here, but that something in the country has changed to where white voters were also excited about the idea of a historic pick.
I also asked Washington Post reporter Annie Linsky if there are any downsides to having Kamala Harris on the Democratic ticket.
Well, look, I mean, a woman has, women have been on the ticket now. She's going to be the fourth time that a woman has been on the presidential ticket. You go Geraldine Ferraro, Sarah Palin, Hillary Clinton, and now Kamala Harris. And the one thing all of those women have in common is they lost. So, yes, I think it's unproven that America is going to vote for a presidential ticket with a woman on it. The women's activists, the groups are saying that this is a strength. This will energize people. It will cause people to rally around Biden's ticket, but we don't know that yet. And there's not a lot of history to show that it will. I mean, the moment could have changed, the country could have changed, but there's going to that change. We'll find out.
I also spoke with Linsky's colleague, Vanessa Williams, a Washington Post national reporter focusing on race and gender. Williams' story this week in the Post highlighted the emotional moment for many Black women in America, even those who were skeptical about Kamala Harris's presidential run. I asked Vanessa, why is it significant?
This is important because there have been so few Black women at the very top echelons of politics in the United States, and no one ever this close to the presidency, if you will. There have ever only been two Black women in the U.S. Senate, including Senator Kamala Harris, and there's never been a Black woman elected governor of a state here in our country. So this is really a big deal. Women that we talked to for this story talked about imagining people like Sojourner Truth, Shirley Chisholm, Ida B. Wells, black women who throughout history have fought racism and sexism, that talked about them smiling down on this on Tuesday when Senator Harris was named Vice President Biden's running mate.
The Washington Post's Vanessa Williams also noted that in her reporting, women that she spoke to said that black women don't face a glass ceiling, they face a cement ceiling, having to break through not just sexism, but racism and often classism. And she says that makes Kamala Harris's selection all the more meaningful.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.